Blog Talk Radio.
You need to take off. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, there you go again. Very interesting thoughts. And we are going to go on a journey of discovery and grow together and explore this very question. Do you have a mask on that you need to take off?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I really do. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, personal and professional lifestyle coach, Coach Adams is here to share with you that it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm excited about the subtopic that we will look at today in our Shape Up series. But I want you to know and be reminded that each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. If you're a regular listener, you already know that, or you wouldn't continue to tune in from week to week. But if you don't know, now you know. And you know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Check it out and lean on in. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, if time permits, I will open up our audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments around today's topic, and we ask you to really start to gather those nuggets and jewels that you want further insight on so that we can give greater insight. You know, the interaction always lends to a richer environment that we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo, bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach because we can't do it without YOU. And if you are getting a benefit from Motivational Mondays, we ask that you share with someone else. Don't keep the richness just for you. Be a beacon of light to spread the word and assist us in expanding. We so appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, which, of course, you know, I absolutely love. And, you know, it's interesting because great thought goes into, okay, what is the subject? What is the content? What is the theme of what we will bring to you, to the airwaves from week to week? And, of course, for those of you that celebrate, I am not one of them, but it is costume season. So I'm going to phrase it like that. It's costume season. And, you know, it's so funny because many get into their costumes. You know, this is a time in which individuals are invited to costume-themed parties, you know, masquerade balls and things of that nature. And I got a cute pic from my cousin, my sister cousin today, and wow, she went all out with her costume today. If I was giving the award, she would win it because it was that on point. Just she went there. And I was so impressed with it. And it got me to thinking, though, because it is, quote, unquote, costume season, as I'm calling it, and many wear costumes, and costumes, of course, oftentimes have a mask. And so I am presenting the question to you, do you have a mask on that you need to take off in order to achieve your success? I want to pause there, and I want you to really taste that. Do you have a mask on that you need to take off in order to achieve your success? You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? Okay. I want to just really set the stage because regularly we put on a mask of some sort in our inability to truly be authentically who we are for whatever reason or another. We put on a mask. You know, I too, when I was a little girl, I would look forward to getting dressed into a costume, and, you know, the effort would go into creating this masterpiece of a costume to go to school, you know, and all of that from head to toe, the makeup, the this, the that. And we all, at some level, we get into putting on a mask. Simply put, a mask, of course, is a covering. It's a covering for all or part of our face. So when you go to a movie, oftentimes a scary movie, they'll have the mask made for that actor to, and it covers their whole face. When you think about a masquerade ball, it may be just the half part of their face. But the bottom line is when we have on a mask, full or in part, that mask is worn and it is a disguise. It is a disguise. And what I want us to understand that so often we have, quote unquote, these masks on that are disguises. And these disguises, in essence, prevent us from achieving our success. And I want you to stay with me. I want you to stay with me. I know I'm kind of taking a different journey today. You're like, okay, Coach Adams, I'm trying to track with you. Where are you going, girl? I am building the case for you that I want us to understand that in order for us to achieve our success, there are some masked areas that we have to dig into and we have to allow them to be revealed and we have to make a shift. And so I want to share with you four areas that, as it so turns out, you know your Coach Adams, she loves a good acronym now. You know she comes up with one for you because I want you to remember the thoughts and the topic that's being discussed. Of course, for the regular listeners, you know that Motivational Mondays and in our Shape Up series, it is all about coming together so that you can get some tools to add to your toolbox or some thoughts that would support you in driving your vision forward, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. And of course, being that this is quote unquote, as I'm calling it, costume season, and there is such a great focus on putting a costume on that oftentimes includes a mask, I wanted us to look at those areas in our lives that we have to take the mask off, take the covering off, pull back and reveal. You know, when I think about pulling back and revealing, I think about the Wizard of Oz. I'm sure you've seen it. There's so many different versions of it. That's one of my all-time classic favorites, The Wizard of Oz. And even though I know the story and it didn't matter who did it and who didn't do it, meaning it could be a story that, you know, Michael Jackson and they did, and it could be a story that the originals did. It didn't matter. I knew the story. I knew the plot. But yet, I could watch The Wizard of Oz over and over, or The Wiz, over and over and over again. It's just one of those classics. Now, why do I reference The Wiz or The Wizard of Oz? Because The Wizard of Oz, the great wizard that they were on the journey trying to get to, the great wizard, in essence, was a fraud. He really was. He was hiding in this little room, you know, this little area behind all of this technology and stuff. But he was a fake. He was a fraud. And when I say it's time to take off the mask, that in essence is what we're talking about. Whatever that mask is that you have on that you need to take off in order to achieve your success. And so we're going to look at four areas that, as it so turns out, spell out the word mask that we need to address, that are likened to the wizard that's a fraud that oftentimes will prevent us from living out our dreams, that will oftentimes prevent us from working our vision and achieving our goals and, as I stated, living out our dreams. And this whole journey is about being in position to win. And so one of the areas that we have to really look at closely is as it relates to our success. And let me just say this. Success is different for each person. One person may say, I am successful when I reach the millionaire status. Someone else may say, I'm successful. I want to be an actor if I'm just a working actor doing regular things. It's not about the money. I just want to act. Another would say, I'm successful when I complete the first book. Let me just complete that. That's a success for me. Another may say, I'm successful when I achieve my degree. Another may say, I'm successful when I get married and have my family. The bottom line is that success is different for everybody. It doesn't fit in a perfect little box. How I may perceive success and how you may perceive success is totally different. But what it's important for us to note is this, that when it comes to achieving our goals, working our vision, and living our dreams, we have to take some level of a mask off, regardless of what your target is and your trajectory. And so here are the thoughts that I want you to process around. And I feel that they are universal, regardless of what your target is, the trajectory is. The first mask that we need to take off is the mask of misconceptions. That's our M, misconceptions. You see, misconceptions is this view or opinion that is, it's incorrect because it's based on faulty thinking or faulty understanding. You see, one may say, oh, success is only for certain people, and I'm not one of those people, so I can't achieve it. You know, I can't write a book because I've never written a book. Misconception. You know, I will never do the invention. I know I have this great idea, but I can't do it because I'm not an inventor. I've never invented anything. Oh, my gosh. You know, my mom, she wasn't anything, and so I don't think that I can be anything. Are you kidding me? These are examples of misconceptions, that faulty thinking, or as I often say, the stinking thinking that would prevent us from achieving more, whatever that more looks like for you. And so the first mask that we have to deal with that has us covered, it has our view covered, is the mask of misconceptions. What are those misconceptions that you need to break the chain, the cycle of those things that have you so bound that you're not living a life of freedom in the area of your vision and pursuing that, in the area of your goals and your dreams and pursuing that? You know, one of the misconceptions that I had early on my journey was that if you don't have a certain amount of money, you can't pursue your vision. And I grew to realize, and I thank God for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, because there is the 6 steps of starting a business with no money that I learned. And again, notice the title, 6 steps of starting a business with no money. You see, my misconception was that You had to have all of this money in order to start a business. And that misconception, I had to blow that up because I was going into my journey feeling like, oh, my gosh, I can't pursue my dreams. I mean, I can't do my vision. I can't achieve my goal because I don't have a lot of money. Again, misconception. That misconception, whatever you may be dealing with, that view or opinion that's incorrect. Now, see, what I grew to realize is that I was basing the information of you don't have enough money based on faulty thinking, faulty understanding, that only if you had the money you could do it, you could pursue it. When in essence, I grew to know and realize that all I needed was God. Now, you may be saying, I don't believe in God. Okay, that's fine. I'm telling you what I grew to know to be true. And I'm just sharing my truth. So if you don't believe in God, that's on you. And I say that because I know this is a global network, and I want to be sensitive to that. I'm sharing with you my belief, what I grew to know to be true, my truth. I realized all I really needed was God, and I needed to trust God on my journey. And that thinking that if I didn't have all of the money, that I could not do my dream in Him. I couldn't do it. But when I tell you that in 2005, God said, okay, I'm going to challenge you on that thinking, and released me from full-time corporate position, making great money at great compensation, free housing, great salary, bonuses, great compensation, to being released and now no salary, now having to take on rent. That was new for me. I didn't have rent for 12 years when I was in property management full time. And so I share that because had I not lived it through and still living it through, I would think that you can't start your business without any money. And I grew to realize that that was and is and remains a misconception. Now, understand, hold on to your seat. I know some of you are sitting there saying, Coach Adams, okay, you are in the stratosphere. You know, you are not being realistic right now. I need some money. Now, please understand that I understand and know that we work in a world system that, yes, absolutely, money is how we do commerce. And so please don't misunderstand the fact that I'm saying you don't need money ever. But what I've grown to know to be true is that there's a misconception in the priority of how we place money. Now, see, I did, in fact, start a business, a coaching practice, with no money. And had I held on to that misconception, I would not be on the airwaves with you today. You would not be able to listen and tune into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And did I say that I started my own radio network? Okay. Yeah. So I say that to you to say this, that whatever the misconceptions are that you have, that is the first mask that you have to take off, the mask of misconceptions. Because the misconceptions, let me tell you, those misconceptions would cause you to put yourself in a box and think, if I don't have any money, I can't do anything. And that was something that I had to make a shift on. That, oh, if you don't have the money, you can't do what you desire to do. And here I've come to realize that for me, I didn't need the money. Now, money is a way of doing commerce. And yes, there are times when I need the money. But I'm saying in general, I didn't need the money to start my business, to start my coaching practice. I needed the wisdom and the insight of God, quite frankly. I needed to know that as I began to speak my vision, there would be people in the atmosphere that would catch the vision and partner with me along the way. I could tell you story after story after story after story of God's favor, of God's grace. But if I allowed myself to maintain that limited thinking, that stinking thinking, that faulty thinking, that if I didn't have the money, I couldn't do it. Many of you that are listening in, you've been coached by Coach Adams. You wouldn't have been coached by her. Many of you that are listening in, you have been in my private mastermind session. You would not have been in my private mastermind session. You've been inspired by a video vignette or a workshop or whatever the case may be. I can go on and on. You would not have experienced any of that if I didn't break those misconceptions that launched me into full-time entrepreneurship in 2005. And I have been a full-time entrepreneur.
Wow.
I was on a roll. Coach Adams was on a roll and did not realize that there was a technology glitch in the system. There was a technology glitch in the system. I am telling you. I don't know what happened, but we are reconnected, and I'm excited to share with you what we were speaking of as it relates to this theme of taking the mask off because of, quote-unquote, costume season. And so costume season, we were talking about the fact that there are certain masks that we have to take off in order to achieve our success, because the masks that we have on, they are a disguise. They are preventing us from achieving more, achieving our goals, working our vision, and living out our dreams before we had the technology glitch. And I was giving you some information around the terminology of mask. And I was sharing with you a few thoughts around mask. We were building an acronym when we had that technology glitch. And so mask, M-A-S-K, we talked extensively about the misconceptions. I wanted to go in deep regarding the misconceptions because misconceptions will often prevent us because of the stinking thinking, because of the faulty thinking, because of, you know, the lack of understanding. And we dug into that misconception. Then we were getting into, before we had the technology glitch, we were getting into the apprehension. Apprehension was the anxiety or the fear that something is not going to go right. Something is going to happen. It's not, you know, whatever that is, the apprehension that you have, it has caused anxiety. And so you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't write the book because of whatever. I can't go to that audition because of whatever. I can't start the business because of whatever. I can't. Because of whatever, the apprehension. So you've allowed anxiety to stir up in you, and it has you locked in fear. And that fear is preventing you from working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. So number one that prevents us is misconception. The faulty thinking or understanding that's based on information that is incorrect. How I shared, and I don't know how much of this you heard with the technology glitch, that I had the misconception that I couldn't start a business with no money until I learned from my mentors a key principle on starting a business with no money. And I started a business with no money. And so I can say that it is truth. Now, along the way, at stages where you need money, yeah, but there's things that you need more so beforehand, and we were digging into that, and I trust that we heard that with the glitch. But I was sharing some of the thoughts with you that, number one, I need a vision. Come on, somebody. We need to have vision. I need to have a mindset of one that would persist until I succeed, okay, and not quit. Dedication, commitment. We talked about all of these various things. I need clarity around the vision. All of this doesn't cost you anything to get started. And so the misconceptions, whatever misconceptions you have, I shared with you being vulnerable and transparent around mine. M, apprehension, A, that causes that anxiety, the fear, and you get all caught up in your head, and you're, you know, not moving, you're stuck, like you're stuck in quicksand, and you don't know where to go, how to move, and you're just stuck there, and you're beginning to sink in the anxiety and the fear. You've got it all. You've bought into this. I can't do it. Which brings us back to the misconception of the faulty thinking. I am one that truly believe that we can do whatever we want to do. I know I paused there with intention. I wanted you to process that. I believe it was Napoleon Hill that stated, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. My roadmap, the Bible, tells me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So apprehension is a mask that I need to get rid of. That anxiety and fear, it's faulty. It's a disguise that's preventing you from working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And the next that I want us to process around is skepticism. Oh, my goodness. M, misconceptions. A, apprehension. S, skepticism. Oh, you have this skeptical attitude. You doubt everything. You don't trust anything. You're skeptical. Your attitude is that you question everything. You know, it's so interesting. I had a conversation yesterday with an individual because the way in which we met, one could easily be skeptical. And this is something that we were talking about in this conversation. And I told the individual, I said, you know what? I'm not skeptical. I don't have, that's not naturally where my mindset goes. I don't have the doubt. I'm okay with, I can see truth in the midst of in a different way because my mind doesn't process based on logic, it processes based on faith. And it's interesting because when we were talking, I said, yeah, logically, it wouldn't make sense how we connected. It wouldn't. And that could bring in skepticism, you know, that skeptical attitude, the doubt. But I was sharing with this individual, and I share with you that for me, I said, no, I can see if things from a different point of view because I see the hope in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See, I see the hope in the situation. And because I'm on a journey of faith, now this may not be your journey. I'm just sharing with you my journey. But because I'm on a journey of faith, instead of seeing things from a skeptical point of view and having a skeptical attitude, skepticism and the doubt and all that, I see things from a hopeful place. I see things from a position of God is connecting some dots up in here. Now, only he could do what is being done. Only he could send you in the way that he sent you. So clearly, God is positioning. And they said, wow, that's a great point of view. Before I even knew that I was going to be dealing with skepticism today, I didn't use that term yesterday, but it came up. But I recognize it today in that this individual thought for sure I was going to be skeptical. But see, that's not my mindset. But is it yours? If it is, that is a mask that you need to remove. We're talking today on Motivational Mondays because it is, quote unquote, costume season. And with most costumes, there is a mask, and a mask, of course, you know, it covers your full face. Prosthetics, mask, you know, in a movie covers a full face. The person is not even recognizable. I think about the Masked Singer, you know, they're in this full mask costume and everybody's trying to figure out who's behind, you know, because of the disguise, who's behind the mask, who's the Masked Singer, and, you know, getting down to the elimination each week if you're not familiar with the show, and they have some, you know, top-rated people that are hiding behind this mask and people are trying to figure out who is that singer. I remember one was my favorite, Patti LaBelle. I love me some Patti LaBelle. I don't watch the show, but I did see that clip and I'm familiar with the show in itself and understand the concept of it. But I share that as a point of reference that so often the gift is hiding in the midst of the mask is why I mentioned and brought that up as a point of reference. The true gift is hidden in the midst of the mask. And the mask that we are talking about today that needs to be removed is misconceptions, apprehension, skepticism. Our last mask that we're going to talk about, and then we're going to the phone line. So I want to share with you if you have a question or a thought around today's topic and the topic of discussion of take the mask off. As we are getting into shape today, shaping up to win, being in a greater position to work our vision so we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams, getting some tools to add to our toolbox, seeing things from a different point of view, getting some jewels and nuggets that support us and being more empowered on our journey as we jumpstart our week, motivated, and empowerment, and empowered right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. So if you would like to chime into the conversation, you have a question or a comment, this is the time in our broadcast, our programming, when we invite you, Y-O-U, our wonderful global audience. We so appreciate you. And so we invite you to share in the discussion. We invite you to share in the discussion. So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. So as before we go to you on the lines, we want to give you this last area, and that is, hey, Now, you may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, what is K? Well, we understand that M is misconception, A is apprehension, S is skepticism, and K is knotted up. What do you mean knotted up, Coach Adams? You are confused. Bottom line, you are confused. You don't have the clarity that you need, and therefore you have blinders on because you don't have the clarity that you need on your journey to live out your vision. Remember I said this is an intangible. In order for you to get started, you need to have clarity. You need to be able to clearly see the vision. But in essence, you're knotted up, and you need to let that mask of being knotted up go because it has created confusion because of the lack of clarity. I'm going to pause there because we do have a caller in the queue, and I would love to hear from you. Caller, area code 310, last four digits 1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for tuning in, and what's your question or comment today?
Good evening, Coach Adams. This is lovely. Thank you so much for a rich show, as always. And
oh,
I just
good
want
evening,
to...
and thank you.
You're welcome. And I just wanted to just give kudos to you for this program and every other episode. You encouraged me because of your coaching. I was able to go ahead and post a video that the Lord had been telling me to post. And I did. I thought of all different kind of reasons why not to, and I wasn't ready, and I don't feel good. And then I stepped on glass, and it was lodged in my foot, and on. But because of your coaching and your encouragement, I was able to go forth and do it. And God took care of everything. So what you speak is truth and so rich, and I thank you for so selflessly and freely divulging all of this information to us, these pearls of wisdom. So that's my comment, and thank you again.
Oh, and I thank you so much, lovely, and thank you for tuning in and engaging. I so appreciate it, and I just would love to ask you around today's topic and the mask, the four areas that we spoke about that we have to take off, figuratively speaking, in order to achieve more, you know, working our vision, achieving our goals, and ultimately living out our dreams. Which out of the four stood out the most for you, if you don't mind sharing? I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay. Wow. I would say, I can see several areas, but what really stood out to me was the apprehension, you know, thinking that, like you said, buying into the I can't, the reasons why not to be able to, when really I'm the person who says, let's not say I can't, let's say I can. Let's look for ways why we can and not how we cannot. So that just really stands out, because once we let that fear grip us, then we're immovable. We're paralyzed in that spot. So Joyce Meyer used to say something, and it was, do it afraid. And that's what I have to do at times, to push past those humanly, the human fragility and the fear that I don't have enough, I'm not ready, or, you know, I need to review more, I need to research more. But you said something very key. We can do whatever we want. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that's what stands out to me, and I believe that if I continue to, I will be able to accomplish those goals and live out the dreams here on this side of Jordan. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you, lovely. I so appreciate you sharing. And how rich was that? You know, such a great bonus and value add. And as Lovely was sharing, I was reminded when she shared the quote by Joyce Myers, the quote of, do it afraid. And lovely, the richness that you shared was so powerful, and I thank you for letting our global listening audience kind of into what you gained and gleaned from the areas that we shared on. You know, I'm reminded when you talked about apprehension, which, of course, that was one of the four masks that we said we have to take off. We started with the mask of misconceptions and then apprehension, skepticism, and being knotted up. And knotted up meaning we're just in this place of confusion and lack of clarity. And Lovely shared, and she brought out what stood out in this moment for her the most was the apprehension, that fear that can get us gripped, and that it's so important to step out even when you're afraid. And, you know, when you were saying that, Lovely, it reminded me of a book project that I'm a part of called The Change, and I'm actually in two of their installments. And I remember the first one, I was so, oh, my gosh, I dealt with so much anxiety, like, oh, my God, the apprehension. But like what you said, I did it even in the uncertainty. I did it even with the nervousness. I wasn't, quote, unquote, in fear, but I definitely had anxiety around, oh, my gosh, what are people going to think about what I wrote? And just all of this. And then for the people who read my chapter, I remember one young lady, she said, your chapter is really a breakout chapter. She was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, the way in which you wrote that. Even my mentor said I wrote my chapter masterfully on the power of words. And if you're interested in your copy, I want you to give us a little text. This was unprompted, but it came out because of what Lovely shared. Send a call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. To get your autographed copy of the Change book and take a look at my breakout chapter on the power of words. You know, when I first wrote this piece, of course, I wasn't a writer. I hadn't written, but now I can say that I am published in two installments, working on other projects. And so we have to step out and do something first for the first time, like how Lovely shared her apprehension with doing videos, and she knew that God spoke that into her heart, and there was just, she was able to talk herself into, you know, the misconceptions. You didn't say that, but I could hear that, you know, okay, I don't have everything that I need to do it, and it was all about just do it, as Nike would say. So whatever excuses that you have placed on why you're not, I want to challenge you and encourage you to just simply step out. Get rid of the mask of misconceptions. Again, those misconceptions are the faulty thinking. Get rid of the mask of apprehension, the anxiety and the fear. Learn to redefine the anxiety and fear. Use that energy to propel you forward. Use it as a positive versus allowing it to get you stuck and you're not able to move and it's now a negative. It's getting the best of you instead of you getting the best of it. And the skepticism, everybody's not out to get you because things don't unfold the way that you think that they should. Don't approach life with a skeptical attitude, with the doubt, with the distrust, with the, you know. Now, please understand, Coach Adams is not minimizing what you may have gone through. I'm not. And I'm not saying don't be wise, but don't allow yourself to be skeptical of everybody, because everybody is not out to get you. Don't bring doubt to every situation. Don't allow yourself to reside in that place of doubt. Doubt is counterproductive. Doubt goes against faith. Doubt goes against trust. You can't have doubt and trust in the same space. You can't have doubt and faith in the same space. So you have to get rid of that skeptical attitude. Don't allow yourself to be all knotted up in a place of confusion, lacking vision. Get the clarity that you need. Take the time to get clear. Take the time to get clear. Lovely, if you can hit one on your keypad, just in case you have another question, I'll be able to identify because I still see the hand raised here in our virtual audience. If you have a question, keep it raised. If not, then we're going to keep moving for another comment. And it's staying raised. So I'm wondering if you have another comment. I'm coming back to the lines. Okay, lovely. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Did you have another question or comment?
I'm so sorry, Coach. I was trying to get out of the queue.
No worries. Thank you so much. So as we continue forward, I wanted to make sure that you know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. Maybe you need assistance with taking off the mask that we spoke about, the mask of misconception, the mask of apprehension, the mask of skepticism, the mask of being knotted up. You know, now would be the perfect time to join into partnership with me as your personal and professional coach. You know, I am committed to, through my Impact 100, I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I want to be a part of that process with you. And I do this through the full circle of empowerment, the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available. We have my winner circle. It's personal and professional lifestyle growth plan for 1 year. We have one-on-one coaching, private coaching in a one-on-one setting that's exclusively focused on your goals, exclusively focused on your vision and you achieving your dreams. So one-on-one coaching, group coaching, of course, as we talked about through the winner's circle, masterminds on certain subjects, private masterminds. I know Lovely did a mastermind with me, and I do them on various subjects, being that I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team. And so I'm licensed to, because I'm certified and licensed to teach on various subjects on leadership and personal growth and development from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And so I want you to be aware of all of the resources that are available. Of course, every Monday. Can somebody say every Monday? Every Monday, we are right here on Motivational Mondays, allowing ourselves to take this journey, jump-starting our week, motivated and inspired with empowerment tools to support us in closing life's gaps from where we are to where we desire to grow on our journey personally and professionally. You know, it's such an honor for me to be your resident lifestyle personal and professional coach. And in any way that I can assist you, and Lovely, thank you for sharing what you shared live on the airwaves, that you are walking in and moving, birthing your vision because of the coaching support that you received. And I thank you so much for that. And as we prepare to close out today, I want to just make sure that you know you do not have to stay where you are. You really don't. If you choose to stay there, that is a decision that you are making, but you don't have to stay there. You have the power in you to create change, but change will require for you to do something differently than what you have already been doing. If you stay where you are, you're going to continue to get the results that you have gotten. And that is insanity. So in order for you to get different results, you have to break the insanity. Because insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over and over again, but yet expecting different results. So if you want different results, you have to do things differently. And that power to change is up to you. I think of a cute little parable of book, Who Moved My Chains, on a story of Sniff and Scurry. Don't be the mouse that stays in the cheese station and dies because of being afraid to go through the maze and to take on a new journey. So now may be the time for you to take on a new journey as you prepare to close out this year, and I would love the opportunity to support you. So give our team a call and or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply type full circle, and I will know that you're interested in my full circle of empowerment. If you didn't have an opportunity to engage with us live and ask a question, but you have a thought that you would like to share and you want to engage with us through social media, please know that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. It is an open group, and we welcome you to engage there with us. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, someone invited me, but who is this Coach Adams? Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. That's all that we have time for today. I trust that you got some great richness around Take the Mask Off in our Shape Up series as we were putting a spin on this season of the costume. Everyone's wearing, many are wearing costumes today. So we were putting a spin on the costume, and of course most costumes include a mask, and we came up with an acronym around mask that was designed to empower you on your journey so that you can look at these key areas that were discussed, misconceptions, apprehension, skepticism, and being knotted up so that you would press through to get on the other side to achieve greater results. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Looking forward to having you tune in with us on next week. Same time, same bat channel. I coach and you win.